Before we start, the famous Shitas and Tesis over here, and then the Rosh, and then the Rabban, and the other Rishayim. I want to summarize the two parts of the Sugi that we did till now with an important Tahara. The Tahara is that twice in the last Amud, we were handling that if somebody can grab, the grabbing gives you rights. I want to point out something very interesting, very important, which besides the Etzem Chashivas of the Zach itself, is also a summary of everything we've spoken about in the last few weeks. Twice in this Amud, the Gemara had a shaila of whether your ability to grab gives you something. I repeat. Twice in this Amud, the Gemara had a shaila whether your ability to grab gives you rights. One was in the shaila of Igdisha B'lay Tokfa. I'm not going into this, of either Rashi, who learned that the suffix was, does the fact you have an ability to grab give you right to make an egrish? Right? And two was the Gemara shaila of Lagabi the Poitim Moina Shakoyim, Lagabi Maisa Sheni. I want to point out something very, very interesting. In the Sugya of Ekdisha B'lay Tokfa, there was a suffix of the Gemara. You have a right to grab it. How can you grab it? You have a right to grab it. Right? We're talking about Shnei Mos Metalis. You have the ability to grab it. And the question was whether whether that right gives you rights in it, okay? Did that right give you rights in it? Suffix of the Gemara. That was the suffix of the Gemara. That was the suffix of all three Gemaras. Ekdisha B'lay Tokfa, Mesusa, and the Giza Bavoyda Bukhar. So there was a suffix. Interestingly enough, when it comes to the topic of Paita Mamayna Mayna Shakoyin, there's no suffix. The Gemara says that on the Tzadat the Koyin can grab it, on the Tzadat the Tokfa Koyin, Hem Vatsimi Yadai. It's called Paita, that is called Paita Mamayna Shakoyin, Zavadai. So if I would ask you a Shiloh, when something is not in my hands, and I have the right to grab it, does it give me rights or not? So I'm pointing out something very interesting. In the suffix of the three stakers, there's a suffix. If I want to grab it, does that allow me to go back and make it hegdish? Suffix. Yeah, no. In the Gemara of our Gemara that we just finished learning, the Gemara says that if it's in the Rishos of the Yisrael, that the Kohen has a right to grab it, then the Yisrael can go ahead and give my Sishat Beim. Why? Because Paitum Moinu Moinu Shakoyim. That means the right to grab it gives me a right. It's cool to have a finger in it. So twice in the Sugya, the Gemara used the topic of, I have the ability to grab, I have a Yecholah Studut Tfisa, I have an Efshor Studut Tfisa. In one place was a Suffolk. In one place was a Suffolk. Does the right to grab Al Yedei Shas V'Yakach Tzavach, does that give you rights? Yet when it came to the Sugya of Peter of Maisa Behema, there was a no-brainer. The Gemara bought a right. The Gemara said, if you're able to grab, then it's Peter Menor Shakoyin. It's not even a Shail. That means there the grabbing gives the Koyin a finger in it. The answer is that the two agendas are no shaykhs to each other. In the first three stages of the Gemara was the shayla. The shayla was, I'm repeating again the notes that we said so many times, the shayla was that the suffix took it out of your rishos. It might be yours. You want to go be magdishit. Talus. You want to be magdish the mesusa. You want to go be magdish the bukhar, gizav avoida, but it's out of your rishos. So the question is the fact that I can go ahead and grab it, does that mean it's my rishos, the big shayla of the big three, the big shayla of that suffix. A zach, which I have a right to grab, is it called in my rishos enough that I can make it hegdish? That's the needin over there. The topic that we've been spending the last 3 days on is a different topic. The Yisrael has a zach, and Hoitz Mechavaya gave it to him. And he wants to use the Hoitz Mechavaya of Araya to go ahead and give a vadai maisa behema. He wants to go ahead and give a vadai maisa behema. And that we say, vadai maisa behema, you only have it misafik. The teretz is, so if the kohen could grab it, then it's not called vada yours. So that's a no-brainer, that if the kohen could grab it, that's a vada call that the kohen has a tzatzchia for what? To affect the Yisrael's ownership. So the topic of the Gemara the last 3 days that we learned was when? It's by the Yisrael. And I want to know, and this is the big raid we spoke about the last 3 days, does the psak of Amoritz Mechavir of Araya make it vada yours? Does it make it vada yours? In order for the Yisrael to go ahead and be mafresh maisa behemah and pater his other behemahs, it has to be vada his. So here the Gemara went with a Shas Shaila. Is Amritzi Mechavel of Araya enough to make it Vada his, that he can go pater his behemoths with it? And that we say, if the Kohen has a Tzatzchia, if the Kohen can get his finger in it, then the answer is no, he doesn't have a full Bailos, like we said yesterday. I want to know, do you have a full Bailos? Is it Vada yours? This is a Shas Shaila. Does Amritzi Mechavel of Araya make it Vada yours enough that you can go be Mekayim Mitzvahs using it, enough that you can go ahead and use an Esrik? Enough that you can go on Mekadosh Lady Bevadai, says the Gemara, one thing is clear. If the Kohen can still grab it, that means Hamayitzik Rai wasn't the final Zach. Hamayitzik Rai didn't make it yours. Hamayitzik Rai didn't say that it's Vada yours. That's very Geschmack. That's Poshet. That's a tough Poshet. That's not a Shiloh. That's called a Satzchia. And the fact that the Kohen still has a Satzchia means that your Hamayitzik Mechavel Rai wasn't final, wasn't Vada, wasn't complete. So the Yisrael, who's holding it, can't utilize Hamayitzik Mechavel Rai and Dikaseh to go ahead and go pat to the rest of his behemoths. That's a no-brainer. So when the agenda is whether the Yisrael has it Vaday, of course the Kohen's ability to chap affects and plague him in his Vaday. That's for sure. The question with the Gemara and the Suffolk and the Big Three Sages was a Fakerta Shaila. What happens if it's not in the hands of the Kohen's? Does the Kohen's ability to grab it give him enough Bailos to make a Maisa Hegdish? That's a different topic of content. The two things are not connected to each other. The two agendas. One agenda is a Zach which is not in my hands now. And I have an ability to grab it. Does that give me a reshusay to go make a chalitz hekdesh? That was the first three sfeikas. Yeah, no, maybe it's enough. It's not enough. You didn't grab it yet, but you could grab it. It's something which I could grab. Is it called within my reshus enough to make the chalitz al tzad hasafik? Al tzad hasafik to be machmir. The topic over here was a fakert shaila. Over here the shaila was, could the Yisrael go ahead and get out of his chiyav ma'aseh behema bevadei? I'd like to get out of a chiyav ma'aseh behema. It's not enough a sofik. You chayav ma'aseh behema. Now the point is, you want him to say, what do you mean it's a sofik? It's vadei mine. I'm the musik. It's by me. And gedalt is by me. So he said, wait a minute, raya. I'm giving ma'aseh behema. That we say, wait a minute. It's not 100% yours. It might be the coins. You tell me, what do you mean it might be the coins? We said yesterday, Rabbi Chonah said it's a Vadai. We said yesterday that the Mitzvah Mechavel Raya gave it to me. We said, listen, he didn't give it to you yet. You only have a Besafik, because the guy can still grab. You don't have a complete Bailos on it. You want to go ahead and be Yaitza, your Chiyah Maisa Behema? Das nicht. So when we're handling the Muchzik's total shlita over it, that he can go ahead and make a Vadai Maisa Behema to patter himself from a Chiyah? To go patter himself from a Chiyah is not enough a Besafik. You have to have a Vadai. So here we say, the Kohl's man, the Kohen can grab it from him, the Yisrael doesn't have a Bevadai. That's a no-brainer. That's a double portion. That's why the Gemara brought a Raya, talk for Kohen material. The Kohen can't grab. If the Kohen will be able to grab, a Vada and a Vada would be pregim and it would affect and it would downgrade the Bailos that the Yisrael has. The Yisrael needs a Bailos Vadai to go be make Maisa Behema. What was that good? Mashenke, the Gemara before, so what a different Shaila. The Gemara was talking about when it's not by me. And I want to make a Sufik Hekdish. I'm not going to make Vade Hekdish. We said the most you can make is Sufik Mesusa, right? How much Hekdish can you make? You make Vade Hekdish? You don't know who it is. You want to make a Sufik Hekdish. Just in order to make a Sufik Hekdish, it has to be Rishus, right? The Shaila was, but it's something which is in my Rish, which I could grab. Is that called the my Rishus? Enough to go make a Hekdish. On that, the Gemara had a Sufik. Is that enough to make a Hekdish? That's a Sufik of the Gemara. The big three Sufikas that the Gemara tied in 1, 2, and 3. Agam was not talking about, do you have the ability to make it Hekdish? Agam was talking about the other way around. A guy is holding on to something and needs to hold on to it with Vadai. There we say, for sure the ability of somebody else to grab it affects your Bailos and you're not 100% Bailos. That's a split in the two Inyanim. So Hagam that the Gemara twice used Tuk for Koin Ein Metzi Miyadli. Twice the Gemara used Tuk for Koin Ein Metzi Miyadli. Twice the Gemara said that if you grab it, it has an effect. In one place, it was a suffix if it has an effect. That was the big three sakers, is the fact that I can grab it, a reason on the tzad that Tuk for Koin Ein Metzi Miyadli. On the tzad that I could grab it, is that enough to make it hekdish? Mobile Rabbi Giz of Avodah before the Gemara answered Kedusha Bameleh. And now the Agumar said the opposite. Even if you'll tell, now the Gemara has a different Shaila. Whether the Yisrael's Muchzokas is enough to make it a Vadai, and that the Gemara says it's a no-brainer. If the Kohen can grab from him, then for sure it's Yesh Tzatzchia. That's not called that Yisrael has 100% to go be Yetzer with his Maisa Behemo. And those are the two agendas that we handled the last 2 weeks. The Ikateritz is that in one, the Ikateritz is not Suffolk and Vadai. That's part of the Ikateritz. The Ikateritz is that in one place I want to know whether you have b'chalas b'rshusay or not. I have a lack of b'rshusay. And the shayla is whether zach which is out of reach and I could grab, is it b'rshusay or not? That's one shayla. Then there's another shayla. The other shayla is whether mitzvah mechavav raya makes it yours or not. That's all. I can't hear. What are you talking about? The Gemara discusses it. The Gemara says, because b'shavomela, they are not making the heklish. You don't know what I said? The answer is yes. Which part? Which part? What show? So he said it's yesterday because that affects my balance, the Gabi myself, not the Gabi the coin. That was the whole thing I said yesterday from the BS. From Shach. Correct. So the kasha was yesterday. So why is it also be Gizav Avodah if it's still not fully the Yisrael? This parsha might be. Actually, it's all the way around. We paskin that it's the Yisrael. It's Vade Yos. Now that it's Mitzimi Yoder. I'm not clear where you're asking from. That's the summary of the last blot. Now we're going to start the sugya talk for Kohen itself or not. Zoktay says, pray to Mayim Mayasha Kohen. Becheinu Maskana, that's the Maskana of the Gemara, can talk for Kohen with Timi Yodi, not let a grab from a dinner of a Betzim Echav El Haraya. Now there's a big mystery over here in the sugya. The Gemara till now never discussed, and doesn't discuss anywhere in Shas, by the way, why you should be allowed to grab, why you shouldn't be allowed to grab. I want to begin the journey now. It's a long journey. And this is considered to be the most important sugya in Lashon Hazikin, this Nekuda. The Gemara never discussed why you're allowed to grab, why you're not allowed to grab, you could grab, you can't grab. The Gemara never discussed it, by the way. The Gemara had a shayla floating in the air called, could you grab or not? And like I just summarized in a very clear way, the Gemara used it for two different topics. The Gemara used the topic that if I'm able to grab, can the other guy who didn't grab you make anguish? That was one topic. And the ability to grab doesn't give me rights. And the other topic, the Gemara used was the other way around, whether his ability to grab, shtars the Yisrael's bailas on it, mitzad his dinim, and is it called his or not? So that's two things that the Gemara used, the nafkaminis of the topic, whether the Kohen can chap or not. One is the Yisrael's bailas, is it gishtert or not, from the fact that there's another guy out there yelling and screaming? And feigns whether his right to grab it gives him rights to go ahead and make it hegdish. That's a summary of the list, blah, like I just said. The etzem shayla itself of are you allowed to grab or not? It's a mabul de gazach. There's no gemara. The gemara brings raya. The gemara brings a raya this way. The gemara brings a raya that way. One raya the gemara brought one way. Let's summarize the rayas now as we enter the sha'arim of this moravitikus shaking sugya, which is spread all over Shas. The gemara brought two rayas. The gemara originally brought a raya that the kohen could grab. What was the raya that the kohen could grab? Because it's also begins of Avodah. If it's also begins of Avodah, why is it also begins of Avodah? It's sitting by the Yisrael. The Kohen doesn't have it yet. Elamai, the Kohen is the one who makes the hektish of the Giz of Avodah. It's not his yet. Elamai, it's a raya that he could grab. I'm thinking more toys. There's no raya from that. Because the Giz of Avodah is a Bakush of Omeyallah. So in the best case scenario, the Kohen is not the one who makes the hektish over there. And if it's not important whether he grabs it or not. Mitzat Sheni, the Gemara brought what's considered to be a final raya. They talk for Kohen to be other because these souls allowed to use the Mice of Behemoth. Liyitzer, the Kohen would be able to grab it, he would have a Tzatzchir, the Kohen would be able to do the Mice of Behemoth. What's fascinating is that nowhere in the Gemara, nowhere in Shas, does the Gemara explain what's the Tzad yet, what's the Tzad not. The most kind of thing was you can't grab. And the question is, well, the Gemara had a serious Tzad that you could. Arvun held, you're allowed to grab it. The Gemara had a serious Tzad, you're allowed to grab it. The Gemara had to bring a Raya from Mice of Behemoth. By the way, the Raya from Mice of Behemoth, we saw the last 3 days. How much blood we have to spill to understand the raya. The raya is barely understandable. What's the raya b'chal? Where's the raya? Could grab, you can't grab, who cares? The guy could grab, the guy can't grab. Yeah, but it's a real raya. What's the difference, man, afkamina? But they won't put a raya to it. The big question is, why yeah, why not? Let's talk about it for a second before we enter Tosfos. A guy had a Sofek b'chal, and we're talking about a real raya. The Gemara is a very, very serious tzad, you're allowed to grab. And if you grab it, it's yours. What's the tzad? Because the psak was a message of right up to now it's by you, now it's by me. So the tzad of why you're allowed to grab, what's the tzad that you're allowed to grab, by the way? The Gemara brought that Rav Luni allowed to grab. What's the tzad you're allowed to grab? Yenagai's a mosik. What's that Yenagai's a mosik? Yenagai's a mosik. As long as Yenagai's a mosik. Now that I'm the mosik, so then now it's by me. Is the pshat is that I'm changing the psak. I'm changing the psak. Now the psak was, now what's my vaya? That's for sure the tzad. Why you're allowed to grab, and you change the psak. When I say changing the psak, you're not changing the name of the psak, we're changing who's the mosak. The second side is you can't grab. And here's the big riddle, why can't you grab? Is it because you can't change the psak, once we paskin? Is it because of gzela? Is it because of other reasons, as we're going to see? And we're going to now use the terutzim that the Rishonim gave to all the steerers all over Shas, to try to figure out, from under the surface, what is the shiloh over here? Why can't you grab? Why could you grab? What's the shiloh? What do they argue about? That's not Tosfos over here. Paita Menu Menu Shekrein Zakhtes Lechenu Maskana. That's the Maskana. The Mitakfa Krein Mazim Yod. You're not allowed to grab. And the Yisrael stays the Mozik. Up till now, we spoke about the Nafkaminas of this Machlekas. Now let's talk about the Shaila itself. Are you allowed to grab? Pek Tosfos is two Kashas. Kasha number one. Tame the Perek Hashal Pek Beis Kor. Kabi Echot Shesachar Mechatz. Muki Shmuel Hodi Achleiku V'bob Emes HaChodesh. Ava Bob Yisrael HaChodesh. Kula LaSecher. V'Masakachat Mazim Yod. Tosfos Kasha is Gefelach Shver. I want to speak about Tosfos Kasha Barachova. The Gemara over there said it was a Suffolk. Whether a guy, it was a Suffolk, a guy rented out a Merchatz to somebody else. It was a story. It's Yipari over there. A guy rented out a Merchatz. And there was a Suffolk whether the price was 12 a year or a dinner a month. And after Afkamina was, it was given Ibriyar. Came in Ibriyar, they ate on another month. If it's monthly, you have to eat on another dinner. If it's yearly, annually, so it's enough 12. Is it 12 per year or is it 1 per month? There's something there. The something, by the way, is not important for me now. The Shaila, we go Basa Tvois Lashon Rishon, we go Basa Lashon Achron. The guy started like this and the guy ended like that. There's a Shaila in Dibur. What's your Ikr Dibur? That's not our topic. But there was a Suffolk Lemaise at the end of the day. What was the price that we made up? We made up 12 a year or 1 a month? In which case, I have to eat on for the 13th month. The Mishnah over there says Yachleiku. Comes along Shmuel and says over there, the din of Yachleku is when the maskir turned up in the middle of the month. When he turns up in the middle of the month. But if he turns up at the beginning of the month, then about the what? He gets what? If he turns up at the beginning of the month, about he gets the 13th month. If he turns up in the end of the month, it's to the seichers. The belt is to the seichers. So therefore, he can't be collect the money. We say, Meitzich Avel Vray. When we say Yachleku, when he turns up smack in the middle of the month, he gets half the month and he gets half the month. Fact is, I don't understand. When a maskir turns up at the end of the month, the marakama, the one who owns the property, he turns up at the end of the month, and he says, I want another dollar for the 13th month. So we say, what do you mean? He's a mozik. The money's by him. In fact, what do you mean the money's by him? He's a tofus. Hashem is a tofus. There's a suffix over here, there's an intrinsic suffix over here, about whether or not I'm chayav a 13th dollar for the 13th month. The Suffolk. And you went ahead and you were typhus. I think, well, who are you typhus? Some of you typhus in the Marakama. There's a Marakama over here. There's a guy who for sure owns the property. Anybody for sure owns the property over here. There's Mamela. You went ahead and grabbed the 13th month. Anybody you grabbed the 13th month, we passed Kentucky for crying, might see me. You're not allowed to grab, give it back. That's Tosfos Kasha. How could Shmuel say that when I come at the end of the 13th month and ask the guy for the dollar, we leave it by the Seichel, and the Seichel doesn't have to pay because you arrived too late? Although you grabbed the 13th month. Talk for coin, but see me other. So the Welt asked a shocking kasha on this thesis, and I found that Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Tshuva Nunhei asked the kasha. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Chelik Beis of his Tshuvas and Tshuva Nunhei, he asked the kasha. He said he doesn't understand thesis. He blabs Shver. He just points out that thesis says a shocking thing. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Tshuva Nunhei, he's talking about a different topic over there, which is not our topic now. But Rabbi Kivek over there is the kasha. Rabbi Kivek, I don't understand. Right now, what's the topic that they're talking about? What's the argument about? The guy came at the end of the 13th month, he knocks on the door of the Secher and he says, I want you to pay me $13. The Secher says, I don't want to pay. There's a Suffolk over here. There's a real Suffolk over here, by the way. There's Tvei Shoshana, Tvei Shoshana. So he said, you're a typist. What do you mean you're a typist? What's the argument about now? What are they arguing about? They're arguing about money. Who's the mozik on the money? The seichel is the mozik on the money. You want money from him. So why is that called these a typhus? He grabbed the money from somebody. The money was for him all the years. You want money from him. The dinter is about money. You're knocking on his door and you're asking for money. And the guy says, the money's on me. So Tosfos Kasha is mirafsin igra. In fact, the Welt, nobody knows what he's talking about. We have the guy's a typhus over here. I knock on the guy's door after a month. I want money from him, right? So the guy says, there's a suffix over here. Do I owe the money? I don't owe the money. Was it annually or was it monthly? Now, on the money that I don't want to pay you, I got from somebody. I was a typhus. I grabbed it from you. The money's by me. Fakert. You're coming to grab the money from me. I didn't grab the money from anybody. Is at first glance, typhus is a pella otzum. Where's Mr. Seicher, a typhus over here? Where's he coming to grab from somebody? He's coming, he's a toikif. He's tokfa. He grabbed something. The topic over here, the dintari, they went to bed. The guy says, I don't want to pay. On the psak of whether I want to pay or not, we pass. Can I wait to make a veil haraya? Shalom Yisrael. This is a pot. What's this over? Where's the guy at typhus? Shtein Tosfos, a rizik echidish. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger said he doesn't understand. He doesn't hold off. Says Tosfos over here, rizik echidish. The chidish is like this. Avada and Avada, today, Moed Rabbi say the din is on the money. And on the money, I wasn't a tokfoy. On the money, you're a tokif. On the money's by me. Mikadma denot, it's by me all the years. Narvos. Narvos. But the sherish of the sofik about whether I owe you money, what is the sherish of the sofik? What's the sherish of the din Torah in front of us? The sherish of the din Torah is, who do I have a right to take from you the 13th month for free or not? So even though today the actual practical din Torah revolves around money, Hagada today the actual din Torah revolves around the dinner, but the sherish of the din Torah is, do I have a right to use your chotzer for 13th month, the dior, the shtamshus of the chotzer, do I have a right to use it for free? I don't have a right to use it for free. That's the shayla. The sherish of the shayla is, the 13th month, do I have a right to use it for free? I don't have a right to use it for free. The tzitzah of that suffix is, do I owe you money or not? But what's the sherish of the shayla? The sherish of the shayla is, do I have a right to come into your chotzer and to your house and use it or not, for free or not? I want to use it for free. I taina, the moichra taina is, the maskio taina is, the balbos taina is, the bailam taina is. You can't use it for free, you have to pay for it. I taina, I want to use it for free. So the sherish of the shayla, albeit the practical implications of the shayla is today, whether I have to take money out of my pocket or not, but the sherish of the shayla is, do I have the right to live here for free or not? Now on that shayla, there's a marakama. On that shayla, the marakama paskins, you don't have a right to use it, I think, for free. It's my land. So if the mashal, the sherish of the shayla was, who has the right to use this land the 13th month? Do you have the right to use the month, the 13th month for free? Do you have the right to use it? So on that we have a psak of Morakama. Morakama paskins, it's my land. The answer is no, you don't have a right to go use it. It's my land. So what do? You grab the 13th month. So you didn't grab the money, but you grabbed the 13th usage of the month. You grabbed the usage of the 13th month. That you were typhus. You went ahead and chapped it. How are you taking it from me? This is Halle, the sherish of the suffix is not whether I owe you money at the end of the month. The sherish of the suffix was, did you have a right to live here for free or not? And you went ahead and you grabbed a living for free. You went ahead and grabbed a living for free. You went ahead and grabbed the living for free. You grabbed the shimush, the ishtamshus of this bias for free. So Haganda today, the fight is about money, and on the money, I, the soicher, I'm the mazik. I'm the mozik, I'm the one holding onto the money, I didn't do any grabbing. But the sherish of the shayla, the root of the shayla is not money. The root of the shayla is the etzim usage of, that means about the sherish of the nidoin. Over here, the topic is on the usage of the karka. Do I have a right to sit here for the 13th month? I paid up 12. So there's a shayla now, when I paid up 12, do I have a right to sit in the chatzah here or not? So comes along the din, that mitzad the etzem ishtamshes of the chotzer, avada and avada was the paskin that it belongs to the masker. Avada and avada, we pat on the etzem shayla of the shayla of who has the rights of the usage of the 13th month. On that the masker is the morakama, on that there's no shayla about it. It's hagam that today the nidin is not about the usage, because usage already was done already. And now the havdol alai is about cash. Do I have to give my cash or not? And hagam that on my cash that I want to give over here, I have a psak of Moshe Varaya, copy the cash. But about the cash, whether I have to pay or not, is totally the fiat de kashayla of do I have a right to sit in this land for free or not? And on that shayla, there was a psak of Morakama, which paskin that you didn't have a right to do it, but you went ahead and grabbed it. Fair place is a kasha. We were machriya b'toras vaday. That means, what did you grab? You grabbed the shirish of the suffix. In the shirish of the suffix, you did an act of grabbing. And at that, there's a shayla, talk for koin, matzi miyoda, and matzi miyoda. And we paskin, talk for koin, matzi miyoda. So the tfis over here is not on the money. The tfis is you went ahead and grabbed the urine, you went ahead and grabbed the usage of the thing. We say to the guy, give it back. Give him back the usage. Now once you give him back the usage, now you have to pay for it. Once on the usage, I paskin, you were a typhus. Once on the usage, I paskin, tuck for coin, my tzim the other. You're the coin. You're the circle. You grabbed an extra month. And about on the month that you grabbed, we paskin, give back the month. You had no right taking the usage. Mamela, you have to pay for it. is a gam that today I'm not doing it, you want me to pay, and a gam that underpaying, I'm not a grabber, and a gam that underpaying, the money was by me all the time. But since the sherish of the suffix over here wasn't whether you owe money or not, the sherish of the suffix was, did you have a right to live in the 13th month? And on that suffix, the psak is marakama, and on that suffix, you did an act of grabbing. Is vibalt on the sherish of the suffix, you grabbed the 13th month, you stayed there. What happened? The guy who's poshut stayed there. When the act of staying there is an act of grabbing the bechor, you're taking the zach itself, because the hot potato over here that we're arguing about is the month. We're not arguing about the money, whether you owe or not. What we're arguing about over here is the month itself. You grabbed the month. You're mechutzah. You went in and grabbed the month, and now you say, I'm here. That's talk for coin, but you have to give back the month. You have no right to take the month. And about your ability to go ahead and not pay today is because you went ahead and grabbed the month. And on the usages of the month, you grabbed a usage of a month. You took a usage of a month from the other guy. Give back the usage of the month. And about you have a chiyuv to give back the usage of a month. Meila! You have to go pay the money now. Rabbi Akiva Eger in Tshuva Nuneh, I went and looked it up again. Again, it's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eger that we come up with many other times of a famous story in Kedushin. But what's Nageya to us, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that the Pashtus is not like this Tosfos. The Pashtus is that when you have a topic about the money, we say, why are you calling the money? Why are you calling the Tosfos? We're handling now a dinner. And on the dinner is by me. I didn't grab the dinner from you. So the teretz is, shtein tais is not like that. Shtein tais is that we don't look at the dinner that we're coming to mun you now. I look at the sherish of the suffix, and on the sherish of the suffix, the sherish of the suffix, you did an act of grabbing. We look at the sherish of the suffix. Very interesting. I want to point out to you. Oh, sorry. The Gemara didn't say that you called, but the Gemara didn't say that you called. Mistake. Huge mistake. I'm happy you asked it. Repeat your question, Rabbi Eisner. Correct, but the Gemara didn't say that you were called a tuk for kain. The Gemara said you're a classic Western Vail Raya. What the fuck is over there? You're coming to get a dinner from me? He says, my man, Western Vail Raya. I grabbed the dinner. So that I have the dinner. I'm a tuffus in the what? That's the big question. You're tuffus in what? I'm tuffus in the. Why did you learn the Gemara this morning? You're tuffus in what? No, that's not right. That's not how you learned the Gemara this morning. But you remember learning it only a half an hour ago, until you came, until you started. What are you talking about? I don't think that's not the first round. They want to talk to me, I'm talking to the money. You want money for me, I'm talking to the money's on me. Elamai. The word talk is no, talk means that I'm holding it. Yeah, no, it's a mistake. Talk means that it's by me, so the money's by me. That's what the Pashtun Shan Shmuel is. The money's by me, you want the money. Pictures, you're talking for me, I'm talking for the answer is no, talk means I'm holding on to the 13th month. That's a huge chiddush pshat in the Gemara over there. It's not a pshat in the Gemara over there, Tophis. The pshat in the Gemara is that you're Tophis on the money, I'm waiting to be over and the story's over. Where's the Tuck for Kain over there? Where's Tuck for Kain coming to the Sugi there? I didn't grab anything, I'm a nice, quiet guy. The Terence is I grabbed the 13th month. So I ask a different kash. I'm saying you grabbed the 13th month. We're not handling the month now, we're handling the money. The Terence is the money is a Tavod of the month. And on the month, you did an act of Tuck for Kain, so you have to give back the month to him, and immediately I have to pay. It's a shak nizach. I didn't say anything over here. It's a mistake. If I thought it was necessary to explain to you, Reb Moshe, I would explain to you. It's a mistake. Okay, every case, I have to check what the fight's about. So, toys. You know how to use it. Theoretically, maybe. I don't know. What are you asking? It's all the same thing. Right. Let's go. Reverend, you want to say something intelligent? What?
I buy something and
not the fuck you. I don't know what you're talking about. You're saying if, I don't know.
What if you buy something and the guy hands that you put it from?
We'll get to a different case here. One second. I want to present another case. I said you agree with what I'm saying or you're arguing?
No, I'm asking what.
So how did you notice this morning?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So I'm explaining, I answered you. Yeah?
Why is it different?
I want to give another case, okay? This is an interesting case. I was like, what Hershel, what did you say? In the week of being nice to Hershel, what? Until the third day. Mark Hamill is a Mosul, for sure. For sure. Mark Hamill is a mega Mosul. It is a much bigger Mosul than what you've got, right? Once I hold on, it's not open for a question. Question answer me Thursday night, yeah? Listen carefully. I want to give an interesting case, which is a I want to give an interesting case, which the Gedolei Achronim argued about the Tumim and the Rebina and others. Listen to a Zach case. It's not a case of talk for coin, but it's a very similar case. What would I say? Listen to the case. It's not a case of talk for coin, but a case. let's say, a very interesting case. One second. This is a case. We'll be in a case where I'm a Murakami in a car. Okay? A very interesting case. What would be the case if I have a car, I'm a Murakami in a car. Okay? And one day I see the car by you. I say, give me back the car. The guy said, it's Dvaram Hasuim Lahashal Hasker. It's gorgeous. It walked into you by itself. It's giving back the most. Okay? It's gorgeous. Walked in. So if I see a horse by you that I'm a Murakami on it, we know that you're Murakami, we have a monogram. And the horse walks in, I say, give me back my horse. So the guy says, what do you mean? I bought it. Chesapatal, you know, Chesapatal, it's great, just walked in by. So you know, Chesapatal, you have to give back the horse, okay? What? In the shadow. What happens if it. So there's a suffix over here. Whose horse it is? What happens if in the interim, the mazik, the guy's holding onto the horse, he was mazik the horse. He shot the horse. Now I come to the guy and say, listen here, Rebbe, pay me for the animals. The guy says, it's my animal, it's just a cup. Your animal's my animal. What's it, Rebbe? Go prove it. You're the Murakami ones, Mesedah. You're the ones the Murakami. But we're not handling the horse anymore, we're handling money. What would you say in such a case? Here I go to a guy, I have a horse, and the horse walking to somebody else's rishus, and he doesn't have a cheskes metaltalim on the horse itself because it was goydrus or it was a surah hashahas, it was a rental horse. So he doesn't have a cheskes metaltalim, okay? So if I would go to the guy and say, give back the horse, he has to give back the horse. The horse is not here anymore. He killed it, burned it, it disappeared. And it's his prize. I tell the guy, you owe me money. The guy says, I don't owe any money. How much do I owe? I'm saying, it's my horse. Go for that guy. You're going to pay me that's your horse. All you have is a Murakami, okay? But now, if we were arguing about the horse itself, so say, the horse is yours, you're a Murakami. On the shadow on the horse, you're the Murakami. But now we're not handling the horse anymore. We're handling the money. The money I have a Murakami on. You want money from me. You don't want the horse back. The money is money for me. What do you do in such a case? Do we say that the dintar is on the money? Or do we say, look, the source of the dintar is who does the horse belong to? And on the horse, we pass the Murakami. Or do I say no? I say, kayyoy mazer, it depends what the practical shadow is. Right now, the shadow is on the money. The history of if the horse would have been here, I would have passed it on the horse. So that's not a case of grabbing, because nobody's claiming you grabbed. You didn't grab anything over there, okay? But I'm saying a different shadow. I'm saying, does the shayrish of the shadow, being in the same topic, does the fact that today I'm handling money, and on the money, I'm a mozik. So I say, well, so you want money from me? If you want the horse back on the horse, you're a Murakami. On the money, you're not a Murakami. I say, I don't want to give you money. Mechatesi. Kol's man, the dintar is on the horse. So I say, Bebakasha, take the horse back. Today, the dintar is on the money. So now I'm a mozik. By the way, what's that Murakami? Murakami means we don't know for sure the horse is yours. It was yours till now. Maybe I bought it. It's by me now. How did it get to me? I say it got to me because I bought it. You say it got to me because they're gorgeous. So I don't know the cheskin. The cheskin doesn't work against the Murakami. Say that. That's when we're handling the horse itself. But now that we're handling money, you want money from me? A money Hashem, it's a mechavah al-baraya. So the Tumim said, the Helig of Yoinus and Ebishah said, he said no. He said that about the sherish of the shayla is whose horse it is. And on the shayla of the horse, we don't know about it whose horse it is. But we paskin on the sherish of the shayla of whose horse it is, we paskin the Murakami that it's his horse. It's like, Agamda today, we're not handling the horse itself, we're handling the money. But the money is totally in the sherish of the shayla. So we don't say it's a mechavah, by the way. Rebina and Yitzchak Ochanan and Nachal Yitzchak, they argue ferociously on the Rebina. They say, it's not true. Today the Din Torah is on the money. What do I care what the Sherish of the Suffolk is? All I'm bringing a mushal from that story is that when you have a Shiloh which is negated to money, we pass it on Vesik Varai, but the Shroshim of the Suffolk are rooted in a deeper Shiloh which on that you don't have a Din of Vesik Varai. Do we follow the Sherish? We follow the Hain Tikazak. In Tosi state over here, that Hagam that the topic today is on the money, and on the money I don't have a Din of Tok for Koin. But about the shirish of the shayla is the month, and on the month we pass in the ready of Yitzchak Avraya, and means the way it works is like this. Tastes like this. Why does Shmuel say you don't have to pay? You're mostly getting the money. Who cares about the money? The shayla was on the karka slowly, and on the karka we pass in. That means the real. I'm changing now. Moiv Rabbeisai, the real oimik of Tastes Kasha. Tastes Kasha goes like this. Why does Shmuel say that you're a tofus in what? In the money. That's the Pashim Shah Rabbi Eisen. You hear the Pashim Shah that your tough is in the money. In fact, what do you mean your tough is in the money? The Sherish of the Shah is on the land. And on the Lin Ama Morikamo, on the Lin Ama Morikamo. So I don't care that today the argument's about the money. Mama's the case of the Tumim. I don't care the argument's about the money. But the Sherish of the Shalom, the money, is on the land. Who has the usages of the land? The Shalom, whether you pay for it or not, who do the usages belong to? And on the Shalom of the land, Ama Morikamo. Vosves the Zogin, that he grabbed the land. That's Takva Kain, Matsimi Yodai. That's the correct Seder Hadvarim, how to touch up Taisis Kash over here. The correct way of understanding Taisis Kash goes like this. What did you, Shmuel, mean to say? You're toughest. You're toughest on what? On the money? Who cares? The Sherish of the Shal is not the money. The Sherish of the Shal is not the money. The Sherish of the Shal is the 13th month. Who owns the 13th month? And on the 13th month is the Marakam and the Paskind. So Bechal, what are you talking about? What are you using? It means the real kasha of Taisus was, how can you use Marakama, how can you use Avetu V'Araya to go resolve the issue of the money when on the Sherish of the Shiloh, who does the 13th month belong to Marakama and Paskin? Elamai, you'll tell me that Tophus of Shmuel doesn't mean I have the money. Tophus of Shmuel means I grab the 13th month. On the 13th month! That's Tophus of Shmuel. You can't grab the 13th month because you're not allowed to grab. You can't go change the Psaka Marakama. That's the Oimek. That's the Oimek of Taisus Kasha. The Oimek of Taisus Kasha was that Bechlal, what are you handling? How is it around the money for? The Sherish of the topic is not the money, the Sherish of the topic is the land. Who has the right to use the land? And on that, the Morakama Paskin, that is the Maskir is. First, that's the Zogin, that I grabbed the 13th month, and now the land is by me. And now we say, Tafra Kain, Matimi Yoda, the Nala that I grabbed. That was Taisus Kasha. That's the Oimek of Taisus Kasha, that we always look at the Sherish. That's why I brought down the case of the Irebina, I brought down the case of the Tumim, because we see that we don't look at the Mitzias of the money, we look at the Sherish of what's causing it. Emperor Taisus, the Yeshlema famous Taisus. One second. Yeshlema, the Hosom Nichnas Beheta, Lakach Mahanyet, Fisosa, Abahacha, Le Beheta, Topaz, Gimbezon. Taisus answers a big Teretz, and this is the first Klal. This is the first Klal of Tokfokoyim. Emphatizes it's different over there because you're a Nichnas Beheter. There's a Gokhan Seder over here. Aleph. I want to speak about six auras on Taisus Teretz, six different topics, okay? In Taisus Teretz. There are six inyanim in Taisus Teretz. The first inyan is Taisus has a yesoid that the reason why over there the Tisa works means the Mamel Degazat, the Elim Chab, that Taisus in his Teretz wasn't Chayzer from his Kasha. Avada, where the money is doesn't interest me. The Iker is the land. And on the land, we pass the Mitzvah right. The Levora is you grab the land. And so the toughest is that I grab the land, not the money. Avada, I grab the land. I, not let it grab. Talk for Koyim, Mitzimi Yadli. The answer over there was a Tzitzah Bershul, so it was Nichas Behetter. I went ahead and did a Behetter. So the first question is doesn't make sense. Why you call Nichas Behetter? That's question number one. There are six auras I want to speak about in this thesis. In Taisus Teretz. First of all, why is that called Nechas Beheter? I don't understand. Where's the Nechas Beheter? In the beginning of the month, you came to month number 13. In the Tchilas HaChodesh of month number 13, what's your din? You're allowed to be there, you're not allowed to be there. You're not allowed to be there for free. So first of all, why is it called Nechas Beheter? If you would have gone and asked the guy wouldn't have let you in, he didn't let you in to be there. So, Bechal, the word Nichas Behetu is very problematic. What do you mean Nichas Behetu? What's Nichas Behetu? Who let you come in? The guy didn't let you come in. Elamai, you'll tell me that Nichas Behetu means at the beginning of the year I came in Behetu and I'm there but passively. Why is that called Behetu? What does one month have to do with the next month? So the first question in Taisov is a very big problem which I don't have a clear answer. I'll tell you what the Velt says Taisov is meant to say, which is a Teichik. Why is it called Nichas Behetu? You're not allowed to be there for the 13th month. The guy wouldn't have let you in. He didn't know. You just stuck around. The guy was off on a trip. He didn't see you there. He didn't know that you were there. He thought you left. Or he thought, where's Nichas Behetu? I gave you a chance to be there for the 13th month for free. Why? Because you were Nichnas Behetu. Because you were Nichnas Behetu. Because you arrived there a year ago Behetu. From months 1 to 12. Therefore, that's called Behetu on the 13th. What's more mashma is that Torah is meant to say that when the masker turns up, the masker is not interested in throwing him out of the house. I mean, the masker's agenda over here wasn't that you should leave the house. Masker was you should pay. And Tosis held that Vibalt the masker wasn't interested in taking him out of the house because on the tzad that means even on the tzad that we made up for 12 months, right? I want you to stay and pay for another month, correct? I want you to pay for another month. What's the masker interested over here? The masker interested in evicting him or the masker interested in getting another dollar for the month? He's interested in getting another dollar for the month. That's what he wants. What he wants is he doesn't want the guy to leave. What's his dinner with the guy? He wants the guy to pay. He's not just saying, listen here, get out, and I want to bring somebody else in. And Vaistois, I'm not happy with this, by the way, don't misunderstand me. Vaistois for Toises, that's enough to be called Nichnas Beheter. Since my dinter with you is about the money, and it's not about evicting you, so that's called Nichnas Beheter. That means I don't mind if you're there. My agenda with you wasn't whether you should get out. Now, you're all asking and saying, but on the side that the guy's not going to pay, I want to get you out of here. It doesn't make a difference. But if you doubt that, I didn't come to get you out of here, and I'm not interested in getting you out of here. I don't mind if you stay here. Hagam that Avad, I'm repeating again. Hagam that, not that I want you to stay here, that is only on the side that you're going to pay, but that's called, I gave you, that's not called a Tfisa of Yisr. One second. Tesis says it's called Tfisa of Yisr. It's not called Tfisa of Yisr. Now we start. Horror number two is, so we have for the first time, listen carefully, we have for the first time over here a Yediyah in why and when talk for Koyim and Zimi Yadai. It's not always. Shtein Toises, a huge chiddush that fundamentally, if it's a tfisa of a heter, if the guy allowed me to be there, and he wasn't over an isser, then I could change the psak. First of all, that's a landmark idea. So we have a big idea over here. The talk for koyim with tzim yada is not because you can't change the psak. Once you pass it, you can't change the psak, which is a legitimate zach. You had a suffer, you pass it. Ending, the story's over. No, you're allowed to change the psak. Up to now it's by you, now it's by me. Just what? When you do an act of gzela, when you do an act of iser, that can't make you into muksa, because I don't see you as a muksa, I don't see you as a tofus, I don't see about you, I see that you rob somebody, I see that you muck somebody. So tfisas gzela doesn't make you into muksa. Shtein this tfisas, this is the first bomb yediyah in the sugya, that a person could change the psak of a meitzim mechavraya. This yes, it was by him, and now it's by me. Till that was by him, and now it's by me. No, Ross, a tfisas gzela, if you did a tfisas iser, does nisht. That's not enough to go ahead and make you into a tofus. That's make you a tofus. I don't see by you, Bachal. I don't see by you, Bachal. I see by him. You went ahead. You went ahead and you robbed him. You did a Maisik Zela. Maisik Zela doesn't make you into a tofus. Slowly. Horror three. So what does Rav Hamnuna argue? Remember, we have Rav Hamnuna sitting on top of our heads over here in the Surya. What does Rav Hamnuna hold? Rav Hamnuna holds. What does Rav Hamnuna hold? That he took for coin. Hey, what's he be other? Even if he did a Maisik Zela. Halei, Tosfos says that when you did a beheter, everybody agrees you can do a beheter. When you do a beheter, everybody agrees, talk for coin, everyone agrees that you're allowed to grab. The machleik as well is in the case of where it was beisr. When it's beheter, everybody agrees. We pass the talk for coin, matzim, you can't grab. When it's beheter, you can grab. So when does Rav Hamnuna say that you're allowed to grab? When did he say ein matzim yodah? When did they argue? In the case where it wasn't beheter, where it was beisr. And still Rav Hamnuna says you're allowed to do it. My high. He holds that a Maisik Zela is even if it wasn't Beheter, a Maisik Zela could change the Mokzakas. That means idea number one is Tosfos says over here it's called Beheter. Idea number two is that when it's Beheter, everybody agrees that it's Beseder. There's no argument on that Bachal. Everybody agrees that if you do a Beheter, you're allowed to change the Psak. The Machlokes are Rav Nuna and Rabbah. Was when it wasn't Beheter, when it was Beheter. Figure, what's Pshat Rav Nuna? A guy went ahead and did an act of Zela that could change the Mokzakas? It could be. But it's much more mistavra to say that the oimik of Rav Hamnuna is that that's not called a Maisik Zela. Why isn't it called a Maisik Zela? The Bir Advarm is Zakir Rav Hamnuna, because what does the Yisrael have? The Yisrael has a din that he's a Mokzik. But your Mokzakus is only as long as what? As long as it's by you. Halai, the Etzin, everybody agrees that you could change the Mokzakus. And the Mokzakus only is by you. Said Rav Hamnuna, Vibalt the etzim din of muhzakas is only calls managed by the Yisrael. That's the muhzakas. The muhzakas is that it calls managed by the Yisrael, by Yisrael, but if it goes into the Rishus of the Kohen, then it's not by the Yisrael anymore, and then it's his. That's not called doing an act of gzela. A zachwitz to begin with, it's only in your Rishus for as long as it's by you. And the etzim din allows it to go into somebody else's Rishus. Thus, Tosfos came gzela. And the machlekes of Hamnuna and Rabbah is not whether an act of gzela can make you into a mukzik. The machlekes is that called an act of gzela? Why is that called an act of gzela? Because I'm stealing from you? Why am I stealing from you? Who are you? You only have it. That it's by you. A zachwitz to begin with is only yours because it's by you. Is if I facilitate that it won't be by you anymore, now it's by me. The gzela is only a zach, which is vada yours be'etzem. So I can't go do an act of gzela. But if I hold, and like it says in Tosfos, that fundamentally a mukzakas could change. Haraya when it's beheter, when it's berushos, we change the psak. Now it's a mitzvah of Raya and the other guy. Nor of us. You tell me I did an act of gzela. That's not called an act of gzela. Why is it an act of gzela? It's yours. I know for sure it's yours. It was yours because it's by you. Now it's by me. That's not called an act of gzela. Bechal. And then the Machlekes Rav Hamun and Rava revolves around Basalein, not whether or not an act of Gzela can make a guy into a Mosek. Machlekes revolves around whether Azaz's state of affairs is called an act of Gzela, or in a different Nusach. Could I see somebody else as a Mosek when you're a Mosek till now? Rava holds no. Because he's the Mosek. You went ahead and grabbed it from him. It's vital by him. Rav Nachman says, what? Rav Hamun says, what's that this? Up to now it's by him, now it's by me. We never said that it was his vaday, we never said it was his forever. It was his for as long as it's by him. Haraya when it's behetra. I'm allowed to change the status, I'm allowed to go change the mozokas. That's aura number three. What the machlekes are, I said three things is. Tosis says, first of all, it's called nichas behetra, that's a huge chiddush. Aura number two is that when it's nichas behetra, everybody agrees you're allowed to grab and change the psak. Because the whole problem why you can't change the psak is only because it's a gzela. Part number three is that requires us to examine it. Was Rav Hamnuna argue? Rav Hamnuna argues even when it's exactly allowed to go change the psak. Now we start. It comes out from this. Let's build the sugya now. It comes out from this that there's a world war between Rashi and Tosfos. It comes out from this that there's a world war between Rashi and Tosfos on two levels. And then there's another world war between Rashi and Tosfos. Watch. It comes out of Mabel Dikadach. It's a world war between Rashi and Tosis. Tosis says that when you had Rishus to grab, when it was Beheter, there's no Machlekes, everybody agrees it works. Tosis says, when it was Beheter, everybody agrees. There's no Machlekes. Everybody agrees you can change the Psak. Shaking Tosis. Beheter, you can change the Psak. How many things will arise in that Kodesh Kadoshim? When is there Machlekes? By Gzela. It's Gzela. When it's a brutal act of force, then there's a machlekes whether or not the psak could change. That's Tosfos. Rashi holds just the opposite. Rashi says that the entire shayla of tukfa koyim metziyah and metziyah only begins where? Only begins where? By shaltei v'akach tzavach. Explains the Pnei Yeshua, explains the halakha of Pnei Yeshua, what shaltei v'akach tzavach by Bechor, either guy doesn't know. So what did the Pnei Yeshua say? What does shaltei v'akach tzavach accomplish for us? Makes it into a tfisa beheter, makes it into a tfisa bershul. The guy let you grab it. He wasn't waiting that it's yours. He doesn't know if it's yours. Nobody knows whether it's a bechor or not. So what did the shalzei v'akach tzavach do? The shalzei v'akach tzavach accomplished that you were allowed to grab it. He let you grab it. Says Rashi, that's the only case where there's a machlekes. Chas v'shalom, says Rashi, if you grabbed it by force, you were a gazlan, there's no sugi b'chal tuk for koyin b'tzim yodoy. Nothing to talk about. When you're a gazlan, for sure, gzela can't change it. The machlekes was when you took a bershul, can you change the psak? It's a mabel tikka machlekes. So it's a double machlekes Rashi Tosfos. There's a double machlekes Rashi Tosfos over here. There's two machlekes in. One is, if there's a gzela, is there a machlekes? Rashi Tosfos says yes, and Rashi says no. There's one machlekes is, when you did an act of gzela, is there a tzad that you can grab it? Rashi says, b'shum oifenat, you did a gzela? Nishdob asaredin, you can't grab it. Machlekes is, when you did a bereshus, could you change the psak? Could you become a mubzik? Could you change the psak? That's Rashi. So the two machlekes of Rashi Tosfos. One is by gzela. Is there a tzad in the world to say tafra koyin emetzim? The other Tosfos says yes. Tosfos says the machlekes was by gzela. Rashi says chas v'shalom. Gzela is no tzad in the world. And the second machlekes is what happens when it's bereshus. Tosfos says if it's bereshus, everybody agrees you can change the psak. Rashi says that's the machlekes of tafra koyin emetzim. So there's two machlekes in Rashi Tosfos. They're totally on each other in pshat, but there's two different lomdash machlekes in. Rashi holds that when there's a gzela, there's a no-brainer, there's no sugi of tafra koyin emetzim, the sugi only starts when it's shasak rakach tzavach. And when it's a rishos, there's a machlekes. Tosfos holds pukvakert. When it's a rishos, it's a no-brainer, you're allowed to change the psak, you're allowed to grab. When it's a gzela, then broke out the machlekes Rav Hamnuna and Rava that I just spoke about, whether it's called a maisik gzela or not. But he said, let's have a monumental kasha. The Fizeh have a monumental kasha. So Tosfos says that even if you hold Tukfa Koyin Metziyah Miyodoy, even if you hold it, you're not allowed to grab. But in the Gemara and Daf Kuf Beis, you're allowed to grab. Why are you allowed to grab? Over there because of Bershus. Why is Bershus? Everybody agrees. You didn't do an act of Gzela, you're allowed to grab. So what's the kasha? Well? No. What's fair? So it says you should know more. Rabbi says, I just said now four horas. One is what Nichas Behetah means. Why is it Nichas Behetah? Number two is what does Nichas Behetah do? Number three is what does Rav Hamnuna argue? Number four is Machlekes Rashi Tosfos in the rules of Tukfa Koyin. Now I have a kash on Tosfos. What's your answer? Tosfos says you're allowed to grab when it's Behetah. What's fair? What's fair? First thing, when I learned the Tosfos, first thing come to mind.
Yeah,
starting off, but...
No. I can't hear you. No. What's Schrantatoisis? So Schrantatoisis, I understand. You tell me that everybody agrees that when it's Bereshos, you're allowed to grab? You're allowed to grab Bereshos? So how could the Yisrael over here go ahead and give Maisa Behemo? He's paid to mine, Marsha Kohen. The Kohen has a Tzatzchia. The Kohen could grab it. When could the Kohen grab it? But the Kohen could grab it. The Kohen has a Tzatzchia, no? What was the reason why the Gemara said that the Yisrael's ability to be paid to Maisa Behemoth is totally in the Kohen's ability to grab? Because in order for the Yisrael to give Maisa Behemoth, it has to be 100% his, and the Kohen can't have a finger on it. For there, the Gemara brought a ride that what? For there, in order that the Kohen should have a finger in it, the Gemara brought a ride that what? Talk for Kohen. But see, the Kohen can't grab, and therefore, he doesn't have a Tzatzchia. That's what the Sugi is about, correct? He has a Tzatzchia still. When it's Bereshos? When it's Bereshos, he has a Tzatzchia. So the whole Gemara collapsed. What's Tesis talking about? Tesis says, yeah, talk for Kavitiria. It's only when it's Gzela. When it's Bereshos, you're allowed to grab. Like the Gemara says in Kupes. So I go back to Agumar. Agumar brought a ride to talk for Kavitiria that the Kohen can never grab, because if the Kohen could grab, then what? It's Mamoy Nishakoyin, because the Kohen has a Tzatzchi in it. Elamite Zaraya, Womik Zaraya! My team, you can't grab, but he could grab. He can't grab it, he can grab a Heter. So he has a Tzatzchi in it. Let it stir, the Israel's ability to give Maisa Behema. It's Poyet Mamoy Nishakoyin, the Kohen has a Tzatzchi, the Kohen's allowed to grab. Then we know, we just passed Kavatir, you passed Kavatir, it's Exela. But there is a case where everybody's Moy Nishakoyin, he has the ability to grab it. When it's a case of Heter, he can grab it. What? I don't know, and it'll be a case of that where the guy will let you grab it. I'll let him grab it. I don't see what the guy's problem is. I'll let you grab it. Okay, anyway. Zofka Behemi Benavis, if he said something sensible, that what? Oh, so Zofka Behemi, what do you call it? What I agree is a good teretz, the Tesis holds, that since in order to go ahead and do a Tesis Beheter, I need on some level his agreement, that's not called to have a Tzatzchia. Zokrabe, what do you call it? Rabinowitz, that what? Tesis holds. That's not called a Tzatzchia. Tzatzchia is something that I can do violently. Azach, which I need to come on to his agreement. That's not called a Tzatzchia. Who argues on that? Who argues on what you just said? Rashi says Mephorish that the whole Tzatzchia of Tukfokarin is only when? You have to come on to him. If you have a Numachlik is under the surface, whether an ability to grab something based on his agreement, is that called a Tzatzchia? We have a Numachalikas under the surface over here, whether or not I have an ability to grab something, but it's dependent on his agreement. Is that called the Tzatzchia to share the guy's ability to do Maisa Behema? Tesis says Mephorish, not. Because Tesis agrees that you're allowed to grab when there's Plutz Heter, and still the Gemara says it's not called Poet Demayin Rosh HaKoyim because you can only grab Heter. Zakar Rabinowitz Rechtig, because the Vardas have to come on to him. That's not called the Tzatzchia. But Rashi blatantly argues on that. Rashi holds that having to come on to the guy to go do a Tzatzchia doesn't have to be. It's totally in him, because Rashi says the only time you're allowed to grab is when it's the only time you're allowed to grab, and still it's Rashi says it's called a Tzatzchia. Very interesting machlekes. What's the sherish of this machlekes, whether it's Tzatzchia, which is totally in the other person's agreement? One second, we're on overtime here. One second. But, even though we're on overtime, this machlekes, Rashi tells us, she tells them to everything, how they learned the entire sugya, and the other will tell me why. Tonight is Wednesday, so get together and see us in short.